Episode 643, Confessions of an Upset Mama. Don't ask me a question you don't want answered.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Are you having a happy day? Well, you should be having a happy day. I am so glad that you've joined me today here at Create Your Now. You are just absolutely amazing. I know you haven't been told that lately, have you? You get a little bit worked up in your own life. Sometimes that the ones who love you the most around you forget to tell you how great you are. And I want you to know that you are precious. And today, guess what? We're going to have some confession time. It is awesome because I don't know about you, but I feel so good after confession time. It's a great way just to kind of let it all come out. And we do it with what? Respect. This is not to bash anyone or throw anybody up against the wall or push them into a corner. But confession time is real, and it allows us to talk about some very sensitive issues. And one of those is, don't ask me a question you don't want answered. That's what we're chatting about today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted that you're here. Truly excited. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter. Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Keep Your Life Simpler as you pursue your passion, purpose, and presence within your life's journey. You are on a mission. You are. You're a woman of impact. You're going out there and you know that you want to do something different. Maybe, yes, it may sort of already be out there, but it doesn't have your twist on it. That's what makes you so special. That's what gives you your uniqueness. You're a one of a kind. And I'm so glad that you're here, one of a kind, because it's our coffee chat time. It is. And we're into confessions. And, you know, with me and confessions, I really like to let my hair down. And I want to let it all hang out. Now, honestly, I do it all the time. When I come to you every single day, episode after episode after episode, I'm telling you what my heart is saying. And what I've connected my mind and my heart to, the both of them, and then also my spirit. The mind, body, spirit, the Trinity, it's the three. One cannot work without the other. I truly believe that. And in this confession one, I think it's really important. And it was one that I actually was talking to my mom about. And I stopped her in the middle of the conversation and I said, wait, mom, I got to write this down. This is good. This is what I'm going to record on because it's so important. Don't ask me a question you don't want answered. One thing I learned at a very, very young age was if asked a question by an adult, I was to respond and look them straight in the eyes. But today, that's not what happens. We are so quick to shut the other person up by our own words. Don't ask me a question you don't want answered. I mean, frankly, it's rude, it's disrespectful, and it's really downright mean. If you want to have a conversation with someone, then let the other person speak. I know I don't like it when I do it. Yes, I'm owning up to it. I've done this. I've asked the question, and then I'm quick to interject. Let me give you a few examples. My children, my husband. We'll start with my husband, since I've known him for so much longer than my children. One thing a lot of us say is, oh, you know what? They finished my sentence. Actually, when you think about that, maybe we're interrupting them. We think we know what they're going to say, and so we interject. We try to finish their statement because we want to get through it. It's like we can't be quiet long enough. Now, in the olden days, way before my husband's and my tornado, we really wouldn't have this open discussion. If I interrupted, he just let me continue on. Oh yes, I was the confident mama. And I was quick to do it. And I would do it not purposefully, honestly. I didn't do it on purpose. But I would do it even out in public, and it wasn't just in private. I would do it when we're having a conversation with the children. But now, since I really understand communication and how vital it is, especially in a marriage, in any relationship that you have, whether it's with your husband, your children, your corporate relationship, whether you own your own business and it's your relationship with your clients, your relationship with your peers, your community. Communication is like key. And I can remember one specific time we were sitting here and we were both on the bed and it was just a couple of our children. We were having this conversation and it wasn't intense as in a negative way. It was intense that we were talking about the future of one of our children and the decision that they needed to make, et cetera. And I already knew where he was going. Yes, I did. And it wasn't that I wanted to finish the statement. I just wanted to get my idea out and finish because I was like, you're taking an awfully long time to finish your thought. Come on already. Because really, I can talk a little bit faster than most people. Imagine that. But you see, he was so brave and he said, did you just see what you did? Right there. It wasn't afterwards. It was right then when it happened. He called me out on it. And he should have. He did it in a very loving way. But most of us probably, we don't get that opportunity to really let someone know that, hey, whoa, 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 slow down here. I need to finish my thought. And so I'm very careful because his words, his thoughts are as important as mine. Don't ask me a question you don't want answered. Same with the children. I can sit there and pick them up after school and they may be doing something that I'm very familiar with and I may just ask a general question, oh, so how did it go today? And I let them begin talking and then all of a sudden I'm finishing their sentences for them. And then I'm kind of filling in the blanks and then sort of asking some hidden questions. And when I pull back a little bit and think about the entire conversation, I did more of the talking than they did. Now, how is that really fair? Don't ask me a question you don't want answered. Well, fast forward to today. I'm nowhere near perfect, but I do understand how important someone else's thoughts are to my own. How many times are we stuffing our own thoughts down the throats of others? We're expecting certain words or statements to come out of their mouth, but instead of waiting to hear what they have to say, we interrupt and interject our own words. We vomit over the entire conversation. So, I mean, are you really having a conversation or is it just a monologue? Is it a one-way street only? Think about it. How do you have your conversations in your household? Start there. What about your hubby? Do you find yourself interrupting him a lot? I know it kind of seems weird to even think about this, but think about this morning's conversation. Maybe when you guys were getting ready in the bathroom. Who did most of the talking? Was it you or was it him? What about your children when you pick them up after an activity or after school? And you ask them that question, so how was your day? Who did the most talking? Because how was your day is awesome. And I love doing this example. Think about this one. How are you? Simple three-letter question. And actually, they're all three-letter words. How are you? But it's a very powerful, powerful question, isn't it? But how many of us actually really want to know the answer to the question that we're asking? How many of us want that? Not very many of us, because we're what? We're too busy. And we're expecting everybody to come back with that patented answer, I'm so busy, that they don't want to hear anything more than that version. If you give me anything more, I'm going to change the subject. I love it when I'm in the checkout lines and I'm coming out of the grocery store, you know, checking out and the customer service person's behind the counter. And they'll greet you like, you know, hello, how are you? And I love kind of stumping them and seeing, can I really carry on a conversation with them? And I would do tests and I would see, okay, is this something that they were just trained to do? And oh, yes, they were trained to do that. Ask the customer, hi, how are you? Why? You want to make them feel warm and welcome. But do you really think most of them want to know truly how you are? So then I began to flip the tables. And I said, you know what? I want to know first what they're thinking. So as soon as the customer who's right before me leaves, I am the first one to greet. I'm like, hi, how are you? And they look at me. And they'll start to say, I'm like, really? And I continue to ask them questions. And I go deeper with them really, really, really fast. I'm telling you, it's fascinating. Because I'm not putting words in their mouth. They're being allowed to speak freely. And in fact, it's interesting because I've even had other customer service representatives come over and join in the conversation. Now, that's not usually when they're very busy at a busy time. It's kind of slow. I try to do my shopping very early in the morning where hardly anybody's out and about because I don't like to deal with the chaos of the traffic and everything. It's just my way of getting things done. I've got a full schedule. And so that's what I do. But I make it a priority. You see, I practiced the whole idea of if I'm going to ask them a question, I want to hear their answer. So I want to flip the tables on you and ask you a question. Are you actually wanting to hear the answers to the questions that you're asking? Because if you are, then you're wanting a dialogue. You're wanting to have a two-way street discussion, and that's awesome. But think back to your last discussion with your mom. Was it a discussion, a two-way street, a dialogue, or was it a monologue? Were you interjecting every single thing, stopping her? Think about it. Don't ask me a question you don't want answered. So I got to tell you, if you see me on the streets, don't ask me how I am unless if you really want to know my answer. Because when I ask you that question, I don't want the canned answer of I'm busy. Life's great or life's not so good. I'm just busy. But you know, we're getting by. It's fall. It's great weather out there. No, I want to hear your heart. I want to know your struggles. I want to know your celebrations. How are you? If we would take those three-letter, three-word question, maybe we could begin to change the world. Don't ask me a question you don't want answered. So how do you want your conversations to be? Do you want to be the one that's totally controlling the conversation? Because if so, don't even start up one. Stop asking questions. Just make statements. It's going to serve everybody so much better. But if you truly want to dig deeper, if you want to know about your husband, you want to know about his day, you really want to know about his day, then ask him the question, what happened today that made your day spectacular? And then be quiet and see what he says. Don't say a word. Don't ask another question. Just let him think about it, stew about it. Let him formulate his thoughts. You see, some of us are so quick to formulate our thoughts, but others are slower. There's not a right or wrong, but there is something called respect. And if we would learn that our words bring respect out in others and it gives respect, we would be living in a much better world. I hope that if any time you have a dialogue with me, you send me correspondence that you know that truly I want to hear your heart. I want to know what you're thinking. I don't ask lightly questions just because, oh, well, I probably should ask that because, oh, it's kind of a conversational question. If I ask you how you are, I want to know how you are. I don't care if it takes one paragraph, two paragraphs, or five pages. You matter. And in your discussions and conversations, how are you showing others that they matter to you? How can you even do that? What do you do? How do you show your children? How do you build that respect? You see, I was taught at a very young age. And part of that came from my mother. And it came from her that when she said, good morning, how are you? And she looked at me, she wanted the answer. And she listened. I in turn do that to my children. And I love that about us, our relationship. I ask them a question and they want to tell me the answer. We enjoy it. It's a dialogue. It's awesome. Both of us are communicating. It's not a monologue. If you're really wanting to live a quiet, sheltered, one-way life street, then you could be the dictator of communication. Answer all your own questions, but don't ask me a question you don't want answered. And that sounds harsh, doesn't it? But it's so true. And I think we really, truly need to understand, is this what I'm doing? Now, I'm not here saying that I am anywhere near being perfect, because I'm not. I still trip up. I trip up with my family. I trip up with my, you know, my mom. I trip up with my good, close friends. I trip up with my clients. I trip up all the time. But I don't do it as often as what I used to do. I've improved and I've watched it. Why do you think it irks me so much when people say, how are you? And they're already like, if I don't just use the I'm so busy, but it's a great day, or I'm so busy, but you know, we're getting by. They're already walking out the door to get away from me, or they're trying to hang up the phone. And I'm like, well, why did you ask me? Don't ask me a question you don't want answered. You matter. So how are you extending that? And how can you extend that to the ones that you love, the people that you serve? Here is your kiss, the keep it simple strategy. Keep your mouth shut and listen. I love that one. Keep your mouth shut and listen. How do you do that? Number one, value. Value who they are by listening. Listen to what they have to say. Don't put your own thoughts into their mouth, meaning that you're speaking for them. That's the interruption of the husband. That's me saying, oh, wait, but this is what he's really trying to say. Even though he was trying to say it, but I cut him off. No, value who they are by listening. What do they want to say? Number two, affirm. Affirm them by repeating and paraphrasing what was said. When someone says, or if you ask a question, we'll do it that way. So I ask you the question, how are you? And you begin to tell me what a terrible day you've had. You got up late. It was crazy. You had one child home sick. The house is a total disaster. You lost a client and you just don't know what you're going to do. You tell all that to me. And then I sit there and say, oh my gosh, I am so sorry to hear that you've had such a terrible day. I mean, losing a client and then, I mean, come on, getting up late. But then your child's sick. How can I help you with that? Is there anything I can do? Do you see how it changes everything? Instead of waiting for a canned response that you think they're going to tell you. Because we do it. Why? We're habitual creatures. We say the same things over and over again. Beware. Be aware of what's going on. Be aware of what's being said. You'll begin to notice. So number two, affirm them by repeating or paraphrasing what was said. That doesn't mean that you have to agree with them in a situation. I mean, you're probably like, well, if we're going to talk politics here, I don't want to affirm their position. You're not saying that. You can simply say, oh, so you really like this person because of, and then they'll say, yeah, that's it. You get it. And you're like, I can see your point. However, if it's different, then you can go on from there. Do you see the difference? Do you hear the difference? So value, affirm. Number three, I love this one, hug. Hug them with your words. Encourage them. Hug them with your words. We're so quick now in today's world to bash, to slash, to throw somebody up against the corner. If you don't believe and think and use the same things and the same language that I do, I'm done with you. That's not respect. Hug them with your words. Encourage them, regardless of the position that they take. Be gracious. They have a right to their opinion. On a side note here, for the children, especially the younger ones, and as you raise them up, it's very important that they understand the power of words. And so they need to know that they can express themselves, but they also need to know how they express themselves what? Respectfully. And so sometimes when you hug them with your words, you're also creating a little bit of a teaching format in there. So it's not always a perfect thing of where you make everything look rosy and beautiful and you create this amazing sunset that all is well, because life isn't always that way. But you want to encourage them as much as possible. You can do this. Keep your mouth shut and listen. Because if you really think about it, you don't want a question asked of you if you don't want someone to really hear your answer. You matter. So take time to listen today. Take time to join in the conversation. And the question I want you to answer today is this. How are you listening? How are you listening? I know it seems so easy, isn't it? But it's so not. I have truly sat around sometimes thinking about this, journaling about it, going, oh man, in this conversation, oh, I don't know. Did I do the right thing? Did I say it? Was I comforting? This also eventually will extend into what? Your social media. Because these don't just have to be what? Spoken words. They can be written words. Don't ask me a question you don't want answered. You matter. What you have in your thought, in your heart, in your mind, it matters. Within your spirit, it matters. Let's begin to change the conversation. Let's begin to respect each other, young and old. Let's begin to keep your mouth shut and listen. Value, affirm, and hug. Have an extraordinary weekend. Have an awesome time with the family. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.